Okay. Here we're on Vav Amud Aleph. Okay, about 9 lines down or so. Tana Rabon, there's a brisa. It says the following. Moitzi is bringing a posuk. Moitzi sufosecho. That's 2 words from a posuk. So the utterances of your lips. Zu mitzvahs asay. This is a mitzvahs asay. It means what you say, do. It's an asay. Tishmor, that's the posuk again. Tishmor means is zu mitzvahs lo sa'asay. This is a negative commandment, meaning you do not transgress what you said you would do.
What's the word
for? Motzis fasecha.
Yeah.
That's possible. Well, where, so in Devarim. What's that?
Fine, it's
in Devarim. Yeah, motzis fasecha. And we're going to break it up. Yes, Tishmor, right? And now we're going to go back to the next bit. Okay? Yeah? But asisa is the 4th word in the pasuk. Yeah, this means, what's what asisa mean? It means azhara, it's a warning, the based in, a commandment to based in, shiya asucha, that they should make you do it. They should encourage a person forcibly to fulfill what he said he was going to do. Back to the pasuk. Ka'asher nidarta, as you vowed. Zeh, neder. What's a neder? Back to the pasuk. L'Hashem Elokecha. So these are Elu Chata'ois. These are the sin offerings, V'Ashamois, and guilt offerings. Oilois, also Olos and Shlomim, peace offerings. Okay, Nedava is in the pasuk over here. This time Nedava is in the pasuk. It says Nedava. What is that? It's Kamashma'o. It's like it sounds. So Nadava, it says, Haray Zu Korban. Back to the Pasuk, Asher Dibarto. That's that you said. What are those? Elo Kodshe Bedikabayas. These are the sanctifications of Bedikabayas, means are basically things that you give to the base of Mikdash. Okay, that means meaning that you give some gold, some wine, something like that. Okay, Beficha is back to the Pasuk. Yeah, zu tzedakah. The Fichu is talking about tzedakah. Okay, so now, that was the end of the Braisa. Okay, so now we're going to quote the Braisa. Amama, said the master, we're quoting the Braisa now, Moitzis Fosecha. Well, now we're going to have basically, we're going to bring the first 3 cases of this Braisa that we just said, and we're going to say basically, we know these 3 dinim from other places, so therefore, why is it necessary? So we're going to quote like, you know, we're going to break it up. We're going to do the first part of the Bryce and the second, and then we're going to contrast it to another thing we already know. The second part, third part, you'll see. Okay, so Amamar says, okay, Moitzifasafasecha, the utterances of your lips, zu mitzvahs asay. Okay, that was a quote of the Bryce. So Lamali, why do we need this? We can learn it from Umivasa Shama, Vahavesan Shama, Nafka. We learn it from that pasuk, and you should come there to the base of Mikdash, and you should bring it, your korban. And that was what Rebbe Meir learned Baltacha, and the Chum said that's an assay. So you see, we know an assay already. Nafka. And also, going back to the Brisa, now to the second din in the Brisa, it says, Tishmor, but it's a Tishmor, Zu Mitzvah Lo Tassay. That is a Mitzvah Lo Tassay, that means you should not transgress what you said, okay? So the Gemara says, same thing, Lamali, why do we need that? Miloi sa'acher l'shalmoi. We know this principle from Baltacher, to pay it, right? It's the same thing. Nafka, we learn it from. Now, the third din in the Braisa, Va'osisa, and it says, you should do it. As Hora, this is a warning, the based in, to based in, Shiya Asucha, that they should make you do it. So the same question, Lamali, why do we need that? We learn it from the following thing. It says, Miyakriv Oisoi, and he should sacrifice it. Now, we learn it from that. The Tanya, we're going to brisa the following. Yakriv Oisoi. When it says Yakriv Oisoi, these are extra words in the Pasuk, which are not necessary. So, Milamed teaches us, Shekoifin, they force, and this is the base thing, they force him, also the person, yeah, to bring a korban. They make him bring a korban. So it says the Gemara, Yochel Bal Kocha, you're going to think that, you know, kicking and screaming, they're going to force him to do it. It's not Talmud Lomar, it has to be that he wants to do it. So the question is, how can you force someone to do it and they also want to at the same time? It seems a bit of a contradiction. So this is the principle of a hakate, that how you do it. Yeah. Koifin oiso, you forced him add until he would say, Shayoma wrote the oni, that I want to do it. You want to do it, don't you? Yes. And deep down he does. Okay. Anyway, so that is the end of the kasha. Basically, we have in the first three dinim of the Braisa, we've got from other places. So why do you need the twice? So answers the Gemara. Basically, there's going to be two cases. And basically, you can't learn one out from the other. Chad, one case, yeah, is this. Da Omar. That he said, I am going to bring a korban. He obligated himself to bring a korban. However, velo afrish, he didn't set it aside. He never actually did it. He just said, I'm going to do it, but never did it. It stopped there. He didn't set aside a korban. Bechad, the other case is, right, the afrish, he set aside a korban, yeah, but he never said though, you got to remember that he only separated. He never said anything, never verbalized it, he went to his flock, took out a korban, but below akrib, he did not sacrifice it. Okay, so let's just say the cases again, just to get clear on that. One case was that I'm going to bring the korban, and he never separated it. And the other case where he never said anything, but he separated something for a korban, and he didn't bring it. But you need both of these cases because you can't learn one out from the other. But tzuricha, di ashmi'in, if you would have taught us the case of the first case, Omar, he said he's going to bring. I'm going to bring a korban. Below Afrish, but he didn't separate it. Yeah, and there he transgresses, right, and all those didn't apply. Yeah, Mishum, Deloy, because there's an accountability. Deloy Kaime, he didn't fulfill the Dibure. He didn't fulfill what he was going to said. He obligated himself. He said he was going to do it, and he didn't. Aval, but in the case of Afrish, the case where he just separated one from his flock, below Ikriv, and he didn't sacrifice it, you may have said, Ema, I would say, Kol Hecha, anywhere the Ise that it is, Be Goza means the treasure house, the Rachmana of Hashem, Ise, it is. Basically, the whole world's Hashem's, right? So if you basically say this thing is holy, so it's by Hashem right now. So therefore, in a certain sense, he did do something. So therefore, you may think over there it's not so bad. Yeah, he did give it to Hashem. Okay, so that's why you need the case of where he said Omar. Well, that's why you need the case, the second case, sorry, where it was Afrish below Hikri. Okay, Tzricha. V'yashme inan, and if you're going to teach us the other way around, yeah, the case of Afrish, that he separated it below Hikri, but he didn't sacrifice it. Right, that is, these things apply to him. Because he's leaving this holy korban in his back garden. Yeah, which is, you don't do that. Problems can come with that. You don't want to, maybe he's going to inadvertently eat it. You know, maybe his kids are going to play with it. Maybe, who knows what's going to happen? You're right. Right? However, Aval, Omar Velo Afrish, if he said he's going to bring it, yeah, and he never actually even separated. So he just said it, you just said it, I'm going to bring it, and he didn't. Yeah, Ema, I might say, Dibura lo kolomhu. It's just words, yeah, we know it's just words. You know, he just said he was going to do it and he didn't do it. We never thought he was going to do it anyway, so it's not so serious. You know, we never took him seriously anyway, so, tzricha. You need both of those cases.
For the second case, we did say anything, you just separated. The Gemara takes that as once you separate, you actually are doing, even though you didn't say anything, that is already a.
Yes. Yeah, it could be when he separated it, he said this is a korban. Yeah, but he never obligated himself. I'm not sure if he just, I don't know, or maybe by machshava. I'm not sure actually that point.
It seems to be didn't say anything.
Right, simply saying.
Machshava was enough to
come. It could be, I'm not sure, yeah. It's good what you're saying. It sounds like what you're saying simply, yes. I'm not
sure. That was enough to commit him.
Yes, it could be, but I can't. Can't stamp on that. because I'm not sure, but I hear what you're saying. It's a good, what you're saying. Okay. So now. Okay, we're going to speak about that case as well. But umi matzis amat. Can you say, right, this case, the omar, oh, this case, so the other case, the omar velo afrish, how can you suggest that one of the cases is a case that he said he's going to do it, right? I'm going to bring a korban below afrish, and he didn't separate the korban, okay? That case. How can you say that? Vaha nadova kasiva. It says in this pasukim, it says the word nadova, right? In this price, in this pasukim, it said nadova explicitly, and in the previous price that we had before, it said nadova with baltachel with xerushava, right? We said just where here it says neda. And over there it says Neda and Nadava, so just over, as over, right, over there it's Neda and Nadava, so to hold, over here it's Neda and Nadava. So there's Nadava in Baal Tacha, and there's Neda in Moitzis Fosecho, yeah? So how can you say that he's talking about, because Nadava Kasiva, but Tanan, so what is a Nadava? We're going to basically show what a Nadava is. Is a Zehu Neda, we're going to contrast. What is a Neda? Yeah? Okay, I just lost my place. This is a neder. Ha'oimer, hooray, this is a statement, open quote, yeah? Hooray, alai, ola. He says, behold, it's incumbent upon me an ola. He's obligating himself to bring an ola. Okay? The ezahi nadava. What's a nadava? Okay? This is slightly different. Yeah? Ha'oimer, the person who says the following, open quote, hooray, zoo. Behold, this is an ola. Right? He sanctifies this thing. Oh, says the Braiser, Amar bein neda l'nadava. What's the difference, halachically speaking, between a neda and a nadava? So says the Gemara, the Braiser, neda meis, if a neda is, so he said, hooray alai oila, and he separated an oila, if it died, meis, or nignab, or somebody stole it. Yeah, chayiv ba'achriyuso, he's obligated and it's to replace it, right? The Zachariah, he's got to replace it. He's got the Zachariah on it. However, Nadava, yeah, when he said Hooray Zu Nadava, right? Mesa, if he died, or Nignava, or it was stolen, Einu Chayev Achriyusa. He's not Chayev in its Achriyusa.
Isn't the difference one being in front of the animal, one not?
Being... Basically, it's the obligation on the person or on the, is it the object, on the object.
When it says a neder and it says that like, you know, I am going to bring
him
away,
that's
what he says. Right. So he has
to do that. But the animal
doesn't have to be in front of him. No, it doesn't have to be in front of him.
So how would you know if it died or not? No, but he'd have to step, well, if he didn't die, then there's nothing happened anyway. I was just saying, in a case where, and then afterwards he went and he separated it.
Okay.
And he was about to bring it. Yeah, and on the way to bring it, so, you know, he got run over by a truck. So he was, right, so we'll have to get another one. Okay, so what's the kasha though? The kasha is, we said basically we need both of these cases, like these psukim and these brises, yeah? Because to tell you the case of Omar, yeah, and he didn't bring, and this, okay, so, but this case of, so, how over here, how is this in the Daba though? We just said in the Daba is, right, Hooray Zu. I'm going to Hooray Zu Oila, right? And that's an adava. So how can we say now that when it was the case where he said, Omar, that I'm going to bring it, yeah, and he never separated it, how can you say there's no adava? It doesn't apply. It doesn't go together. You can't say that sharp in the brisa because the brisa has got, the case has got to include an adava. So that doesn't fit. So what's going on? So says the Gemara, like this. Amar Rava, says Rava. Mishkachasla. You can't find a case, right, which is our case where he said he was going to do it and he didn't separate it, that it is a nadava. How is that? It's going to be like a nadava. We'll see. Mishkachasla, kugoin. This is the case. De Omar, the person said the following. Open quote. Hooray, alai, oila. And he's carrying on over here. But this guy's smart. Yeah? Is that, I want to bring an oila. Yeah? However, almanas, yeah, in order, yeah, she'eini chayv, that I'm not obligated, but achriusa in its achrius. Well, what's the word for that? In its
liability.
It's liability, thank you. I'm not obligated in the liability. I'm bringing it, I obligate myself to bring it, but I'm not obligated in the liability. Okay? So that, basically, this guy's a smart guy. He's basically, that's a nadava, basically. right? Because it's basically obligated itself to bring one, yeah? And even if he separates it, right? But effectively, if something would happen to that, he's not obligated the liability. So effectively, that is an adava. So therefore, we've created the adava, and therefore our answer stands. And that's why we need both of these psukim prizes, and that is it for now.